Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question regarding the Islamic veil, the covering which is required in Islam for Muslim women, which Muslim women are required to wear. There's a lot of questions that can be asked regarding the Islamic veil, the hijab. A lot of books have been written regarding this topic. It's kind of a hot topic today. Of course, in the past, this was not really a point of contention amongst Muslims. You know, they took it for granted. It was just something that everybody had to do, you know, it was just like nothing. That wasn't really something that could be debated. Even like in a lot of Muslim countries, which have still retained their Islamic ambience and haven't really been affected too much by Western culture or culture of other civilizations, you know, this subject is just taken as a given, and it's not really debated. In any case, the question we want to address today regarding this subject is kind of the philosophy behind it. What's the reasoning behind it? And also, is this something which is kind of contrary to the freedom of women? You know, we can look at this topic from a lot of different points of view, from a jurisprudential point of view, from a philosophical point of view. But in general terms, we can say that from what we can gather from the general feeling that we get from the Islamic texts and the traditions is that this veil, this Islamic covering that's required for women, is meant to protect the personality of the woman. It's meant to preserve it, and it's also meant to prevent corruption. The corruption of young people or even older people in society, and is meant to as a hindrance and a barrier for the spreading of corruption in Islamic society. It's really pretty clear. We see the effects of the absence of such a thing in society. Everybody sees it, and we also see the positive effects of it where it's present. And in response to the second question, which was whether or not this is something which is contrary to the freedom of the woman in society, we can say that just like clothes, you know, wearing clothes in general is not really contrary to the freedom of men or women. You know, nobody considers that if somebody comes out, you know, naked and walks around and, you know, on the street and if somebody, the police come and stop him, you know, nobody's going to accept the excuse from him if he says that, hey, you're asking me to put on clothes and this is contrary to my freedom. Right? Nobody's going to accept such a thing. Well, in a similar way, this Islamic veil, which is a requirement for women, is not something which is contrary to their freedom, neither their spiritual freedom, nor their worldly freedom, their political freedom, their freedom in society. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Islamic veil and also its connection with the freedom of women. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.